The North Carolina Office of Recovery and Resiliency admitted in the fall that it had overrun its budget and was out of money. State lawmakers are frustrated, and the head of the department lost her job. But there are still more than 1,000 families waiting in limbo. I'm WHQR news reporter Kelly Knoyer, here with the story of one of those families. In 2018, lightning struck Dolores Hewitt's front porch in downtown Wilmington in the midst of Hurricane Florence. The roof caught fire, but luckily the torrential rainfall of that storm put it out.
Everything on that front porch was burnt.
That's Dolores' daughter, Tanya Karen. She says the family filed paperwork with their insurance company, but only got a few $1,000s. That was enough for some repairs to the porch, but the rest of the house was damaged too. Floodwater crept in through the kitchen window, and an addition on the back porch was leaking. In the living room, Tanya points to one corner of the ceiling that's cracked and falling in.
Nah, that's been like that for maybe 5 to 6 years.
The family paid for their porch repairs with the insurance money, but the rest of the house needed more help. Tanya's daughter, Sherry Taylor, works for the state government and found out about a program called Rebuild NC. It seemed like a godsend. The state would step in and help the family with their repairs.
And they had actually papers posted up all around the job showing about the program. And this was in early 2020, right before COVID happened.
The family applied and got accepted into the program that summer. They were excited. The state promised they might be able to get the repairs done for free or get the entire house replaced if things seemed dire enough. And in Dolores' case, the house does need replacement. Parts of the floor are soft and spongy, and the ceiling is peeling from water damage. Little did they know, they'd end up trapped in bureaucratic purgatory. Sherry says it took 3 years for the family to be approved for a rehab, and they found out then that it was capped at $10,000.
So I was like, my grandma didn't wait this whole time, 3 years, just to get a rehab when they've been telling us this whole time they were going to rebuild her home.
The family appealed, and then it took another 6 months to be approved for a rebuild. But the delays just kept coming.
Even the people who worked at North Carolina Rebuild were frustrated. They were like, my grandma's claim was one of the oldest claims that they had on their desk.
5 years later, and the house still isn't under construction. This family in Wilmington isn't alone, however. There are over 500 families still waiting for the state to start rebuilding or fixing their homes, just from Hurricanes Matthew and Florence. Many are living in dilapidated housing, just like Dolores. And there are another 500 or so families living in temporary homes waiting for construction to finish. NC Newsline reporter Lisa Sorg has extensively covered the failures of Rebuild NC. She says Rebuild NC overspent their budget by 30%, with no clear explanation for how that happened.
That is the $220 million question. I think, and this is my personal opinion just from having reported on this, what needs to happen is a forensic audit.
NCOR's leadership has been under serious pressure to get their budget aligned, and they're asking for $217 million to complete their programs. Lisa Sorg says the delays have caused real harm to people in North Carolina.
Somebody needs to be held accountable because I have sat in people's living rooms just last week, hole in the ceiling, sat in people's houses, their trailers are full of mold. People calling me at 10 at night crying, somebody please help me, right? It's not just where did the money go, but there are real lives at stake.
Dolores and her family's purgatory wasn't just about delays. It also prevented them from accepting help from other agencies. Rebuild NC's regulations even prevented them from doing their own repairs. That meant Dolores, who's struggling with dementia, was stuck in a house that's been falling apart for 5 years. By the end of last year, the family had reached stage 6 with Rebuild NC, meaning they're supposed to be going through contractor selection. They'd gone through a years-long bureaucratic process with 5 different case managers. Finally, they were told they're about to move their mother out, ready for construction. Then, Tanya says, the call came in early December with devastating news.
We've been waiting to do an EMO, which is an emergency move-out for my mother. So she said, Tanya, I haven't heard anything from my supervisor. She said, but it looks like it's no money to do the EMO, which is what we've been waiting for 5 years. I said, what do you mean? My mama been waiting to get out of this jungle. They hadn't even told us to pack.
An email followed on December 14th, 2024, confirming that the program had run out of money. It said, quote, due to increasing budget constraints, we have paused beginning all new construction projects. The General Assembly has taken note of stories like Dolores's. A recent hearing by the Joint Legislative Committee on Governmental Operations aimed to hold NCOR accountable. Chairman Brendan Jones channeled some of that frustration near the end of the hearing.
North Carolinians have been waiting 8 years for help. 8 years of families stuck in motels, hotels, living with relatives, struggling to get by. This is not a policy debate. It's about the lives being ruined by NCOR and their incompetence. This was the last chance to come in here and restore credibility, and that did not happen today.
It's unclear whether Rebuild NC will be allocated more money to complete the project it has lined up. Sorg thinks the legislature is likely to keep its promises to the residents who are still in limbo, but it's unclear exactly how.
The lawmakers find themselves in a really difficult position. They want the money to go to the to serve their constituents, but they are very uneasy about giving it to Rebuild to do.
Asked about the indefinite pause on new construction projects, a spokesperson for NCOR tried to substitute the word slowdown. The spokesperson added, quote, "We are working with the General Assembly and other partners to secure funding and ensure progress continues." In the meantime, Tanya is still waiting for the state to do what it promised to help her mother.
They left my mother in these horrible, when I say deplorable, conditions, and almost inhumane conditions. She's been tortured throughout this whole process of just waiting.
Waiting for Rebuild NC to follow through on its promises. For WHQR, I'm Kelly Knoyer.